and that's what I'm here for, to let you know what's going on out there in the community. But we gotta go. We gotta let Pastor Tejada come on, because we're going into his time. But like I always say, if you can't say amen, say ouch. And I'll be back tomorrow at 9. So stay tuned to KYTA. Don't forget, we got the People's DJ that comes on in the evenings, the best blues in Zydeco. So guess what? We got it all right here, gospel. We just got the adult station. We are the adult station right here in your community, reaching everybody. Texas, Mississippi, what's up? We send a shout out to y'all because we're reaching y'all too. And if you're on the internet, you want to know how to get in, to listen to us on the internet, www.kytfm.com. Hit me on Facebook. That's Tanya Wilson, Tanya Wilson Riley, or however, or hit us up on Facebook, KYTFM. Niecy, you got a Facebook page. I'm so proud of you.
Yes, I do. So I'm proud of myself.
Y'all can hit Miss Niecy up on Facebook. She may accept you. Just give her some time so she can check it out.
Yes.
But until next time, y'all stay blessed. We're out of here. We got Greg Tejada up next. I know that God, my God.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Murmuring will poison your own spirit and will contaminate your own soul. So you can't be a murmurer. At the same time, you can't be someone that is open to receive murmuring and just let somebody just complain to you and have their secret debate going on and their secret discussion and their secret complaints. At least one thing we can say about the people in Acts chapter 6, they did murmur out in public. They complained out loud so that the disciples could address it. But that dangerous kind, that's, I'm going to say more dangerous, when there's murmuring that remains a secret. Because then it can't be addressed. But you can address it if you know about it. Somebody have a complaint against me, say, well, you need to go talk to the pastor. Go talk to him. You pray for the pastor today? I bet you he'll tell you they ain't prayed. Because if they murmuring, they ain't prayed. So you have to step in and not be a murmurer. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. In other words, the Lord doesn't want a fighting spirit in the church. He doesn't want a contentious spirit in the church. He wants the church to be full of his glory, full of his joy, full of peace, full of wisdom. He wants the whole, everybody in here to be full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Full of integrity. That's the will of God. It's not the will of God that the church be full of backbiting and murmuring and complaining and finding fault and disagreement. That's not God's will. And if the devil can get a stronghold in that, then he'll stop that church from doing anything really significant as far as reaching other people with the gospel. Amen. And the number one reason we exist, that we're here, is to manifest the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. And if I'm going to manifest the kingdom of God, I'm going to manifest joy in the Holy Ghost, peace, amen, right living, doing the right thing. Amen. Amen. Having peace, bringing peace in the situations that have turmoil, bringing joy in places where there's sadness and grief. My job is to manifest the kingdom. And the kingdom is a kingdom of love. I'm supposed to manifest love. I ain't supposed to manifest murmuring and complaining. If I'm manifesting that, then I'm manifesting the kingdom of darkness. Amen? So God wants us to praise him. Amen? One way that you get out of that murmuring is that you begin to praise the Lord. Amen? Praise is an act of the will. So you say, well, Pastor, how to do that? You just got to want to. You have to set your will in motion and say, I will praise the Lord. That's right. I will praise the Lord. Psalms 9, 1 through 2 says, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all your marvelous works. In other words, I'm going to start talking about how good you are and what you're doing. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. You see what? Instead of focusing on what you're displeased about, you begin to focus on him and say, now I'm going to rejoice in the Lord. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in thee. I will sing praise to your name, O thou most high. Psalm 28, 7 says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. So sometimes when you feel that murmuring wanting to come on you, you just need to get out to some good praise and worship music and start praising God and get your mind back on God and take your eyes off that situation and off that person that got you upset. And certainly don't look for somebody that can enter into your grief. Don't always be looking for somebody to agree with you. Well, I wonder if anybody else feel like I feel. Let me see if I can find somebody in the church that's unhappy like me. Why are you unhappy? If I'm doing something wrong, come tell me I'm doing something wrong. If I violated the scripture, come bring the scripture to me and say, Pastor, you didn't do this. You show me in the Word. I'm not stupid. I'm going to line up with the Word. I appreciate you telling me if I did something wrong. But if it's a discussion about how we're going to get to McDonald's and I want to go down MacArthur Drive and you want to take a back street, don't waste my time with that kind of foolishness. We still going to end up at McDonald's. Right? Now, if there's something wrong and there's a road out the way I want to go, then you tell me that road is out. Don't go that way. Then I'm going to listen. I ain't got to go down the road to find out it's out if you know it's out. You see what I'm saying? All right, y'all got it. All right. Praise must be a lifestyle, which means you have to cultivate an attitude and a heart of praise. Psalm 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. His praise shall what? Shall continually be in my mouth. Continually. Tell your neighbor, say continually. Whenever you see the word continually in the scripture, that when it's asking for an action for you to do continually, that means that God wants that to be a part of your DNA. He wants that to be a part of your makeup. That means that he wants that to be a part of your lifestyle. He don't want you to just visit this place every 6 months. That you have a good time praising God about once every 3 or 4 months, you decide you're going to praise him. No, when he says to do something continually, that means an ongoing process that I want you to do this all the time. I want you to make this a part of your life. Amen? Like the Bible says that we should pray continually. That means I'm not going to pray every month, once a month. I'm not going to pray every 3 months. When the Bible says to pray continually, that means I'm going to make prayer a part of my lifestyle, that I'm going to pray all the time. So when he says that I'm going to praise God continually at all times, that means in good times and bad times, happy times, sad times. Amen. Times when I don't agree and times when I do agree. It doesn't matter. At all times, it doesn't matter. He's saying, I want you to get to a point where you can praise me no matter what's happening in your life. Now, that is a real sign of maturity, when you can praise God no matter what's going on in your life. That's how you know when you're going to start to grow, when you can take a lick and keep on going, no matter when things ain't going your way and you can still praise God, then you know that God is growing you and that you are growing out of that babyhood stage and you're growing out of that adolescent stage of being a child of God, and you're growing into adulthood when you can praise God at all times. See, David grew. He said, you know, at one place, I'll praise God 3 times a day. Then you read another place, say, I'll praise the Lord 7 times a day. Then he finally got to a place where he said, I'm just going to praise him at all times. See the progression? and the maturity that came in his life, he said, you know what? I'm just not going to praise him 7 times a day. I need to praise God all the time. I'll praise him at all times. Amen. Hebrews 13:15 says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of my lips, giving thanks to his name. So praise involves thanksgiving. Amen. Praise involves thanksgiving. I will praise him continually. I will offer up the sacrifice of praise. That means that you might not always feel like praising God. Some days you might not feel like praising God, but when you grow and you come to a place of maturity, you know that's the will of God, so you do it regardless of how you feel. Amen? Our praise is our testimony and a tool to win others to Christ. It's the way that we brag on God. When I'm praising God, I'm really bragging on him. Psalm 43 says, he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it in fear and shall trust in the Lord. That means that many people will see you praising God. They will see your disposition of praise. They will see your heart of gratitude. And many people, because of that, will begin to trust in the Lord when they see how you trust God in the most difficult places in your own life. Amen. Thank God for praise. Thank God that we can be thankful, that we can have an attitude of gratitude where we're praising God. The Bible says God is greatly to be praised. Psalm 18:3 says, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. So that tells me that when I praise God, I position myself for God to give me wisdom on how to overcome the things that are coming against me. When you just start praising God. Hallelujah. You can win just praising. Amen. Psalm 48:1 says, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Psalms 113:3 says, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Hallelujah. Psalm 145, verse 3 and 4 says, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. In other words, my generation need to be speaking the acts of God, the glory of God, the works of God to the generation coming up behind me. Hallelujah. We're supposed to be praising God. We're supposed to be telling these young people all the great things you've seen God do in your life. But sometimes it seems like we don't have a testimony for the young generation. Like we don't have nothing to tell them about how God done brought you through. You need to be quick to share what God has done for you to these young folks, to let them know that there is a God in heaven and that they can trust in him. And you can talk to them about how when you were young and how you trusted God, how God revealed himself to you. Amen. Praise is individual and praise is corporate. Individual praise. Psalm 34:1-2 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Praise is one way that you bless the Lord. You can bless him with your praise. Praise is something that comes out of your mouth from your heart. Make your boast in the Lord with his word on your lips.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you've received the word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or